AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The new Fed chief appears to be dimming President Trump's hope for interest rate cuts.
Inflation hit 4.2% in May, the highest in 3 years. The Fed typically uses rate hikes to fight rising costs. In Portugal, Warsh made clear the Fed will work to get inflation down to its 2% goal.
We're going to deliver price stability in the U.S.
Asked if that's no matter what the president wants, Warsh noted the Fed's been independent for a very long time.
And you're going to see no changes on that.
The remarks suggest Warsh has shifted his views since replacing Jerome Powell as chair 5 weeks ago. He had called for lower interest rates last year, while essentially campaigning for the job. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In Qatar, U.S. and Iranian delegations met separately with mediators and agreed to keep talking. Former CIA Director John Brennan suing the Trump administration to ensure records of its investigations of him are preserved. And two people were arrested today after climbing to the top of the Empire State Building's antenna.
They unfurled a banner that read, "When the power of love beats the love of power, the world knows peace." Lindsay Debo saw the banner on her lunch break.
I thought it was like for the 4th of July or something, a new edition. But then I went back inside and everyone was like, there's police and there's like helicopters. It's crazy.
The two were dressed in black and wore masks. After descending the antenna, one of them got down on one knee. They kissed and hugged. The other person took selfies with an outstretched left hand as if examining a ring. Jonathan Roman was watching from below.
The engagement looks like it's going well for them, but I suspect they'll be spending their first night in jail.
Jessica Kaplan wonders how they got that far.
I just can't believe that they, you know, made it past a certain point at all.
The building's management says the unauthorized climb posed no danger to anyone in the building. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A revelation from a Hollywood star. Lisa Dwyer has the news.
Actor and activist Danny Glover, best known for starring as an easygoing police officer in the Lethal Weapon movie franchise, has revealed he has Alzheimer's disease. The four-time Emmy Award nominee, who turns 80 on July 22nd, told Today and People magazine that he was diagnosed with a progressive memory-destroying disease 3 years ago. In 2002, reporters asked Glover what's been the biggest dream of his life.
I had a dream of being a father with a great daughter, and I achieved it. You know, that's the biggest dream that I've ever had.
Alzheimer's affects more than 6 million people in the U.S. and millions more worldwide. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.